Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
And I am Jamar, ready to bring you back to the Tokyo Black episode number 107. Actually, it's going to be the Tokyo Black News and Review. Let me get that right. Episode 107. Welcome back. We have that one guy from the 1%er. He is back off his Dubai vacation. Dusty is back.
I was at Dubai Ports World, and it was lovely.
Check out it, Art.
If that's in the Florida panhandle.
Goddamn 1%er just taking vacation back to back. Shit.
Like Drake.
Last time I took a vacation back to back, I got 5.
Oh. No.
He ain't lying.
I was with him.
I'm just putting it out there. You know what I do appreciate? Us being attractive young men. Have you ever started looking at people on the radio like, God damn, your whole crew ugly? That's why they say some people have radio voices and some people have TV faces.
Yeah.
I fell into the radio voices crowd.
Hit you wrong. Thank God I have a TV face.
It's never. I used to hear Ryan Cameron all the time, and then I'd see him on TV, and he had his T-shirt tucked into his jeans, and I'd be like, what is...
Nigga looking like somebody Uncle Times 2. Nigga Super Saiyan Uncle.
God bless him. I love him. But I'm just saying, not what I was
saying. Had them fucking white Nikes on, or them white fucking New Balance. I'm like, where y'all white? Hey, little brother, where y'all getting these from?
That is this Frank Skeet. You see Frank Skeet. Nigga, you don't have a neck. How tall, how small are you?
All right, well, moving on. Let's get the show started. Small rant right quick. You know, they said COVID-19 been around since, what, last year?
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling shit the phantom sickness. You got to realize how like a new disease come out that somebody swore they had it last year? Man, yeah, last year I was breathing real bad one day. I don't know if it's real or is it like we making this shit up or we being serious.
I mean, motherfucker might have just had good old classic pneumonia. Yeah.
Hey, you just got to put it on Rona.
Yeah,
you
fall favorite. Yeah.
Sounds like my virus envy.
Yeah, that's like, you had Corona last year? I swear to God, I had it in February. That was two years prior. I don't know, man. It was just weird. You know they going to have a group of niggas who had Corona on Facebook, and they got to have a group about it because everybody going to want a new friend. Like, yeah, I had it too. Like, what was your symptom?
Oh, it's a Facebook page. I survived. Yeah. Niggas there picking up chicks.
Yeah, I survived too. Getting my 96 and over.
You really shaking the dice on that herd immunity, huh?
They might catch something else.
Hey, baby, I survived Corona. Oh, you coughing? The fuck? Hold on.
He coming out with that Rona Buster suit on. It's on and popping.
Gonna bring me a Lightfoot with you. Spray everybody in the eyes with Clorox.
Get off me, bitch.
Eating good tonight.
So let's get into it. It's going to be an extra long show again because we have Dusty back. And goddamn, man, it was like 92,000 stories. All right, so these stories are going to be from October the 12th all the way to the 19th, 2020. COVID year. COVID-19. We don't even call it coronavirus no more. How fast did it take to give us to start saying COVID-19 over
Super
coronavirus?
Super Saiyan times 2, nigga. Wait till winter time kick in.
COVID-19 had a better ring to it, I guess.
I still like the Rona the best.
Yeah.
You can get away with the Rona on Facebook.
With the vid coming in a close second.
Thank you for that charity.
Especially with the group, I'll give another clap for the vid.
I heard that episode while I was away. Dusty would have called the vid terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah, I heard that. I said the vid. Okay. Moving on. Let's go. Let's get to the people who will not get an ancient disease because they have left this world. Brandon?
I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this.
Welcome to the upper room. Oh. Can't bring the papers on that one.
Shit, he's probably more likely to bring the paper than he's everything he can get to get out of that motherfucker.
Worry about his situation at hand. Nigga, he getting beat up and then nobody lifting the finger. Don't worry about us. We gonna talk about that.
He's got bigger fish to fry.
He should have a cell phone hollering at me.
I shouldn't have said fish.
Yeah, I was about to say somebody's a fish. later. We'll get there later. Who died?
So let's get to the upper room. So this is where people have passed away during this current week. So Thomas Jeffrey, what is it? Bard? How do you say his last name? Byrd.
Yeah, Bird.
Thomas Jeffrey Bird. His murderer got arrested this week. Good going for that. Moving on. Let's go to the 2.5 man star. How do you say that shit again?
Cochita Farrell, I believe is her name.
Was that her name? That's a cool ass name. I understand that. Cochita. Yeah. That sounds like something you catch at Coachella. You don't want that, Coachella.
The Coachella fever.
Yeah. And I don't know why they posted all these horrible pictures of this lady saying that she was dead. They did not find one good, suitable photo of this lady. You could have took him from the show. Every photo you posted looked like she had COVID-19.
I couldn't agree more.
Bruh, it seems like... I don't even know the people in the news world even like a nigga. Like, I don't like that bitch. Find all the ugliest pictures you can find. I'm like, when a motherfucker dies, what you gonna do to him?
Yeah, have you ever seen a good picture of Roseanne? Think about it.
Dude, if I live longer than Beyonce, God forbid. Yeah, when they show her picture, it's going to be that one from that Super Bowl or whatever where she's, she's fucking hulked out and her face is all fucked up and shit. Yeah, and they're going to be like, this is the picture. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have she can lose some steam. She's going to be the queen of pop, and they're going to be mad as hell for something.
You post that picture, you getting hit with the hard papers, nigga. You getting fine. I'm putting that out there right now. Moving on to somebody else who passed away, brother of Fetty Wap. His name was Young Wap, and he was shot in New Jersey. His name wasn't Young Wap. Please don't call that man Young Wap.
I was like, wow, I did not know that.
I guess this is, what is this, Tayshaun Dupri? He was killed in New Jersey.
He was otherwise known as...
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
And the only reason we brought it up, is Dusty said, this is worth to mention, right? I said, I guess. Moving on. Rhonda Fleming, Out of the Past, and Spellbound. Star died in 97. Brandon?
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
The fuck is a Spellbound?
The movie came out 1987, I think, or was it
1987 or
1897? She was 97 years old. 1987. Look it up. I think we've all seen Spellbound.
Oh, Spellbound. Oh, I got it. It must be a 1930s thing. I think Alfred Hitchcock wrote it.
Now that there's another Spellbound that came out in the 80s, but you know, she died in 97. Moving on.
Do you ever think a nigga be running for that article? Like, who got to go pay for that? Oh, she dead yet? Like, what nigga you be?
What if somebody ran in and was like, she's not dead? They'd be like, I don't need
it. But what, the moment he's been dead 30 seconds, TMZ already got it. Like, what nigga? Who you got hovering over these people?
The doctors getting an extra fucking 2 G's to, blow on cocaine and hookers.
That nigga cash.
It ain't the doctor. It's probably the janitors that are walking up and down the hall, looking in the room.
I ain't mad.
Waiting to hear the beep. Yeah, they're getting paid 2 G's.
Reading his board and shit. That's why he making a secret living.
Yeah, they
how
all got.
How you driving Maserati to work?
They all got a Deadpool going on and shit. Everybody's got TMZ on the speed dial.
Oh, yeah, Rush Limbaugh. You know he got about 6 weeks.
Oh, that nigga doing a lot of praying.
Keep on praying. Oh, moving on. Vince McClure. He died at 47. He was a Falcon reporter. Brandon?
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
The Falcons suck so hard, they killed a guy. Think about that. That 0-5 start. those two games they dropped in the fourth quarter killed a guy. That is unbelievable. Yeah.
And the article was only filled with like Falcons shit. They didn't really go in. They said, oh, he worked for ESPN since 2007. Well, how'd he die? The Atlanta Falcons lost four games back to back.
Yeah, 0-5 start. That's what got him. Yeah.
Amelia McQueen. I'm probably saying this wrong, and Elisa going to get mad. But she was known from her role in Ghost in a Broadway show called Ain't Misbehaving. She died at 68. We're going to respect this lady.
I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
A lot of B-listers on the fucking list this week.
Lisa's pissed.
Yeah.
Well, she don't show up for work. We'll be fine. Brandon, send those people up to heaven.
Could be wheat from no apple slices.
Be crawling. Have I reached the upper room? No, you just reached upper mansion.
I can see my house down there.
That means you still ain't went nowhere.
Right.
Happy Indigenous People Day. It only took 400 years to take Columbus down, but we did it. We gonna beat racism real soon.
How?
What?
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out there, guys. This is 2020. Let's get into some good old American news. RIP to a fan favorite. We don't know who these fans are. I don't even know why they still make this. To tell the truth, I thought they stopped making it years ago. But RIP to Coca-Cola, they said they will no longer be making Tab. You got four cases on the shelf since 1976. Who is drinking Tab?
Bruh, I've been meaning to buy some for a long time just for GP. And I can't find none nowhere. Oh, you crackers always getting ahead of the game.
Tab was quoted as saying,
I'm fighting for my life.
Did
you cue up the candy man too?
Oh, no.
How please find the candy man? What are we doing? The RIP to Tab. It's like, bro, the lady said, I thought they stopped making that a long time ago.
Bro, apparently, we so all did. Much in the fun at the Kroger's up the street. I'm like, damn, they still make this shit. And the only thing made me think about that shit was again when I seen 1984 American Horror Story and the nigga was drinking Tab. I was like, damn, I forgot how big that shit was.
Bro, Tab is the worst thing I ever tasted in my life. And I bought a 12-pack, bro. I was sitting on that shit for 2 years. I had to give that shit away to somebody else. I said, I can't drink. I don't even know what this is supposed to be. Is it supposed to be the first diet soda?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, I don't know why I don't need to say everything twice. But yeah, like I think it was one of the original diet sodas.
There you go.
Comment below.
They caught Tab in the street, and it was quoted as saying,
"Y'all killing me with this."
How about that color? Did it invent that color, pink? That it is.
That's a good pink, though.
Is it?
Coke stated they haven't sold a case of Tab in 12 years.
They did not.
They just been picking it up, allegedly.
Them niggas probably been weeding that shit out for about 10 years. We ain't even know it. Like, kill the whale.
What kind of water you use to make that? Never mind. I was going to say something inappropriate. Moving on, let's talk about some good old-fashioned American news. This is going to be the good old politics side for now. This is the one news that no one is talking about. We're going to talk about Hunter Biden. Bro, you need to remove niggas in your family. Is when you running for president. Lock them motherfuckers up so they can't get out. So, Brandon, you want to talk about the Hunter Biden email?
No. You have me confused with Hunter Biden.
Yes. Talk about this nigga.
Dude, so, all right, here's the deal, which I'm not completely sold on. So, we can fake a whole moon landing, but can't manage to wrangle a fucking computer that could sink a presidential candidate. This fucking computer was in a computer repair shop for over a year. They never came and picked it up. The owner of the said repair shop, I guess, just goes through creeping on people's computers, which is super weird. You just leave it now. It's just yours. I mean, damn, motherfucker.
I mean, you know? He probably had you signed a paperwork, nigga, 90 days, no pay, no computer, belong to me right now.
Oh, you know what? I know about all this, y'all. Can I interject for 1 second?
Sure.
Yeah. First of all, he had left it there for months, but according to them, he eventually picked it up. This guy says when he saw the information was when he was transferring the information from the laptop to a hard drive in the midst of fixing it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you done fucked up then. Why do you even keep those emails? Those should be deleted immediately. Actually, you shouldn't even be emailing any of that shit. You should be on like...
my nigga, I can't you as a businessman, nigga. Don't fuck up my business. Dude. This type of shit gonna shut you down.
You should have been on some fucking Cricket burner support. Phones. Yeah.
He was.
Oh, he's a Trump supporter. Oh, my God.
That's what I heard. I heard he was. I'm wrong.
You're selling. I would have... Hey, look, you got to pay me for this, my nigga.
Did they ever... confirm or deny that picture of him asleep with the crack pipe in his mouth, allegedly?
Nah, not yet. It's still being debated.
Bro, they being so quiet about Joe Biden, brother. Like, calm that nigga down, man. He making your shit look bad. We only got like 4 weeks left. Not even that much. Calm him down, bro. It is amazing because we don't have enough Joe Biden stories during the week. Well, we got Hunter Biden to fill that shit up. He's on a cocaine fueled. Driven day. Love that nigga.
I tell you, Twitter and Facebook are pulling it, though. They're not allowing it.
Really? See, that's fucked up.
That's what I heard.
The crack pipe photo?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess until you can confirm that. Yeah,
right. That's what I'm saying.
It's all over the internet. We done seen it. You can't take it out of our head.
Yeah, true that. I mean, yes, it's our... I mean, I go to Yahoo right now
and type in Hunter Biden crack pipe. I don't care. And I repost it. You'll see it for 30 minutes and Yahoo.
It's there forever. So Grandpa Grabby, get back on to Joe Biden right now. You know, National Snack Day. He flipped the Dairy Queen thing upside down. You realize when you that old, bro, you can't suck no Dairy Queen goddamn Frost. That shit'll kill you. Your mind will goddamn get blowed out like Scanners.
Dusty.
Like a horror movie.
Can you explain this conspiracy? Because I couldn't completely glean what it was about. He was signaling... Blizzard, the video game company.
Because they're owned by somebody connected to George Soros, I think.
Okay.
Is what they're claiming.
And then that Blizzard. That's like the cue to start eating babies and shit.
Yeah. It was Blizzard and something else, like Dream Space. Something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Nigga, everybody, there's a million people. There's a million pictures online. 8 billion. Of niggas flipping the goddamn Blizzard upside down.
That's because it's a global fucking conspiracy, fool. Everybody's in on it.
You flipped the Blizzard upside down. You in on it?
I ain't never flipped no Blizzard upside down. Fuck no,
oh,
I ain't
that, oh, they told you to say?
My name's Bennett and I ain't in it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I can't believe you, Cracker, wasting a good fucking ice cream like that. I'd be afraid my shit gonna fall out.
If it falls out, you get like a refund and a free one. Like their whole thing is it's not gonna fall the fuck out.
Yeah, because originally they had to serve them to you upside down, and then they stopped.
Black mother would have slapped the shit out of you. Don't have that motherfucking ice cream upside down. These white folks ain't gonna give you another one.
It's so thick. It's not going to drip.
Well, maybe people could make anything up. Moving on to the Joe Biden. Another monstrous idea. This is when I tell people, black people, Joe Biden is launching a battle rap ad in an attempt to get black votes. When a nigga, excuse my language, when a man of color, non-black, does a rap video to get your votes, he don't really like you. He don't know nothing about you. I looked at that shit. I was mortified. He finna do a rap video with Jermaine Dupri, fucking, shit, two more people from Atlanta.
Jermaine Dupri? Where did they dig him up from?
I wrote millions of hot songs, nigga.
I think it was Killer Mike, Jermaine Dupri, and Monica gonna help out with the video. Like, bruh, stop it. Stop using black people for goddamn vote. That vote or die shit. A lot of people got rich. Guess what? We ain't even think about it after that year. You know why? We lost, bitches.
Bro, y'all, we crazy. Like, what? I'm like Jamal. Like, y'all, hey, look, just cut it out. Well, hey, look, why y'all niggas gotta do rap videos, nigga? I like more than rap, nigga. Read me a book.
One of my good friends said he likes to think his gangster rappers can't vote, you know?
Oh, hell no. Nah. Half of them niggas are intelligent. All of them voted every 4 years, nigga.
Yeah, we gonna get to some intelligent black people later on. Moving on, let's get on to some good old Trump American news. We ain't got as many stories last week because I cut most of them. So Twitter had a little blackout last week from a widespread technical issue, right? So Trump said Twitter shut down the entire network to slow down spread of negative Biden news. And I just looked at him and said, you can't believe that shit, can't you?
No. Oh, that's totally believable.
All the outlets, nigga, just Twitter, nigga. You can't find it on nothing else, nigga. The internet in itself.
What are you going to go to, Bing? No.
He's getting a Twitter surge.
You can look at anything in Bing, nigga. Yeah. You know it.
What are you going to go to, Instagram for your
town hall news? Why haven't we got any new outlet?
Why haven't we taken Trump's cell phone? Why haven't we cut that nigga internet off?
Yeah. You know, somebody texting, he got some 13-year-old motherfucker. He got him some internship. Texting out his tweets.
Home, boy. Yeah, I run your Twitter page. You're going to be fierce.
I don't think we got the power to stop him from tweeting.
No, we don't.
Unfortunately, no. That should have been on the ballot as a fucking constitutional amendment. No president should be allowed to tweet him. The next one, nobody.
But you know what's weird? As of last year, wasn't Twitter finna go through like a bankruptcy?
The motherfucking done came back, boy, revived. The Phoenix had risen.
Yeah. Last year they went through a bank. They about to bankrupt that motherfucker. Boy. Look at them now.
Yeah.
This nigga made Twitter hot again.
I guess they do have to thank for that. Because, yeah, Twitter was fucking dying. I don't know. It's still
an executive decision. Like, we don't want to see you tweeting today. Y'all balls got big again. Yeah. Like what?
It still might be done. I know. I don't use it. I hate it, actually.
It's kind of boring. It doesn't really do
anything. Because niggas look at other niggas' opinions and, ooh, look what he said. Y'all niggas terrible. It's real niggas outside talking. That shit is stupid.
Oh, get off this mold, Trump news, bro. Joe Biden's a clown. Trump even worse, boy. But I tell you what, the greatest slogan ever made in this whole entire world, click it a ticket and make America great again. Bro, he walked out and he was throwing face masks to the crowds and people were fighting for it. And I look up and say, none of you niggas have on masks anyway. So why do you want that mask from me?
I didn't get that, man.
He was just walking out just throwing like Ninja Star. You get a Ninja Star. You get a face mask.
That didn't make any damn sense. You know? Was he throwing out Al Franken CDs too?
And he didn't even have a face mask on. And I just looked up and I said, I can't believe this shit. You don't believe in face masks. Why are you throwing them out to a crowd of people who don't believe in them? Who got these printed? That's still great. It's still great publicity. You know?
You know what the crowd said?
Y'all killing me with this Literally. So moving on to Trump throwing. Trump did a nice thing by throwing face masks. He's saving America one person at a time. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here come the tomfoolery. he got on stage and said, China will pay for the stimulus bill. They're the ones who caused this mess. I said, nigga, we still ain't got nothing but a mile of wall built.
And that shit's crumbling. Because it was made so whack. It ain't even standing.
They use the schematic from Waterworld.
Now, y'all, he's got like 5 miles of wall. Let's
right here talking this shit American made. I can tell.
Yeah. It's definitely crumbling, though, from what I've read. Now, stop me. Stop
weak
me from
ass all, American but, wall.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, China is going to give him the giantest bird. Like, they might make a Gundam that'll fucking flip him off in real time. You know what I'm saying? That ain't paying that motherfucker Nathan. As a matter of fact, they just jacked up the interest on all the money we owe them. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, yeah, we'll pay you with that money. Here, 5% interest, and then you can get it back like that. Yeah.
How this nigga shuffling around bills, nigga? Like, yeah, nigga, we ain't pay. I mean, it ain't American fault. I feel good.
Yeah, well, China's known for being real easygoing and laid back. Maybe they will pay us.
Man. Dude.
When a nigga ask for some real stupid shit, Brandon, what you gonna say?
Living in America.
Hey, bro. Y'all don't give a fuck. They using schematics from Alexandria to block off the wall. You using a Walking Dead schematic? It look good in the TV show. We should be able to block off of Mexico with this. Mm-hmm. This shit made out of blood and tears. Nigga, this ain't... Oh, shit. Just... All right, moving on. A little more Trump news. Please, people. Jermaine said it yesterday. The Braves lost. But he showed us a video when the Braves losing, bro. It had to be like 200 people in there. Nothing but breath. Not a mask on inside. The white folks in their Braves suit. We gonna bury a few of you in your Braves suit.
It's terrible, bro. I woke up that morning before I went to work, and I had to rewind that shit because I was mortified. I was looking at, I said, damn, they was down in the fucking, at the Battery. And they paid for like seats on the green and shit, like $200. Motherfucker just out there in the bathroom, just sitting down. Ain't nobody got one nigga had a mask on.
The news reporter looked like, woo!
They was out there just taking pictures. The news ain't said nothing about that. All they worrying about is, woohoo, let the braid. I'm like, y'all niggas are in a cesspool of death.
Yeah, dude, they did interview that one guy from the fucking Battery. He was like,
y'all killing me with this.
I didn't know about that fake audience sound they pump in there.
Yeah since they couldn't have any crowds for a long time. Yeah, they, because it was weird with like no noise. It was fucking weird. Yeah,
man, it was on the TV. Somebody had it on TV, and I was doing some stuff, and I just kept hearing it. And one dude's like, "Yeah, get him," like that. And then he just kept doing it again. I was like, "What's with this guy? This guy's going crazy here." I didn't know it was fake, you know.
It's utterly ridiculous. Moving on, this whole
the scenario. The letdown is real.
It's this famous. Whole scenario we brought up was for goddamn. Goddamn, man. Motherfucker crowd surfing doing a Trump rally in middle Georgia. What is his name? Because I sure as hell forgot to write it down.
Don't worry about it.
I don't know.
Was it Vernon Jones?
Yeah, that sounds
nice. Yeah, that does sound familiar.
And like
punk
ass nigga to me, but
dude, yeah, he is face down. Those people are looking up at him. He is breathing Rona right directly in their eyeballs. Yeah,
bruh, isn't it insane that these niggas are thinking this shit's still okay? You crowd surfing.
How much evidence do y'all need?
You crowd surfing, my nigga, with a bunch of niggas just in there, just yo.
You know how many people spit on you doing a crowd, sir?
I'm worried about the woman that dirty fingernails. They ain't took no bath for 3 days. They going to need to get a tetanus shot. Yeah, I think.
You know who liked the crowd, sir? The Herminator. But he can't. Can he?
Dude, did you read that fucking tweet he sent out today? It was like,
no. Y'all killing me with this.
That's just hilarious. Bro, nigga, I'm just trying to figure something out, bro. You don't go home to your wife or your side girlfriend. Nigga, did you just crowd surf with a bunch of white Trump supporters with no mask? No. You stay in the tent outside.
You're sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, you sleeping out in the house. I already changed the locks. I saw you on the news.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I don't know what these people doing, bro, but I told y'all before. All these politicians are losing their goddamn mind. I don't give a damn what is going on in 2020. Raise your hand if you finna go crowd surfing with a bunch of people. Brandon?
Nay.
Dusty?
Are you kidding?
I didn't crowd surf before the Rona, more or less during it. Yeah.
You think I'm a nigga had a concussion from a crowd surf? Because you know you got to get let down.
Yeah, a lot.
And don't get nobody with weak hands.
Yeah, I got to trust your drunk ass to keep me up. Nah, I'm good.
Nah, my dude, I'm Gucci.
Moving on to somebody who's Gucci, who ain't so Gucci. So Selena Gomez, her kidney donor Frances Risa, a rogue, whatever, I fucked her name up. She is tormented by a Trump caravan. So she pretty much was driving down the expressway and they had a Trump caravan blocking people over, talking shit. And I guess since she gave Selena Gomez her kidney, she had this to say.
I was just on the 405 and I got stuck in that stupid Trump rally and they fucking boxed me in and they're pointing at me and laughing at me saying, ha ha. And literally I almost crashed because they wouldn't let me out. I was trying to go around it and they're literally, he was like, they were all stopping and going. They boxed me in on the fucking freeway. All I wanted to do was go around.
And they were just being so violent.
I could have crashed. I could have fucking crashed. It was so dangerous.
Yeah, man. I'm like, A, ain't no video of it nowhere. And B, like the video of the caravan that was going down. It was a lot of traffic. Maybe you were just stuck in traffic and you're being paranoid and you're overreacting, you know?
Bro, let me tell you something. I'm going to explain this real quick. Sorry, go ahead, Brandon.
No, I was just going to say, A, they don't know who you are, and B, yeah, maybe, yeah.
You got a lot of strikes going against you. You done gave up a kidney. You done ran into a Trump rally. I'm going to tell you, Brandon, where we live at?
Living in America.
Bro, let me tell you something. I don't like no politician. If I pull into a goddamn Joe Biden caravan, if I pull into a Trump caravan, all them crackers laughing and spit. I'm gonna get out the window. Trump America, baby. Let's go. You slide your ass on up past them. You want to survive, right? You got one less kidney.
That's when the tiny flag comes in handy. Yeah. You just slide your tiny flag out the window. Yeah.
Trump America, baby. Y'all mind if I get over? Yeah, let him over. Don't be a fool and be like, fuck Trump.
He gonna be the nigga get caught on camera, be on Facebook. Yeah, America,
motherfucker. And I'm gonna tell you straight up, nigga, I want to survive. You don't keep all that shit. Horror movies go a lot of ways, and niggas take a left turn instead of a right.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Just keep going straight, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'll probably get more poutine. Oh, he a Trump supporter.
You know what you tell him?
I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah, there you go. I just got one thing. You got boxed in, almost crashed. They almost killed me. First of all, you fucked up already. You gave your kidney to a celebrity.
Bro, I was just about to say, that was the most disturbed part I heard all day. I said, Selena, she couldn't go buy one off the black market. You like, you need a broke nigga kidney? What? I need my kidney.
I guess this little person may be an actress too. I don't know. They're friends or whatever.
Man, we ain't that. Hey, look, Brandon, if you need a kidney, bro, and I got one, I'm going to give you half of it. But okay. You owe me, my nigga. You owe me.
Is it possible?
No kidney free.
Is it possible that, like, they transplanted a dead liberal's kidney into her and she flipped out, like in that movie, The Eye?
Probably.
She's just like, whoa.
He took both kidneys. Hold on, nigga. You said you only need one. It's a cow kidney, nigga. Move.
Man, it's the hospital. We need to talk to you immediately. You got the kidney of a dead liberal.
Bro, I'll be all right.
I always remember, people, in the right situation, protect yourself. Brandon, if you go down to the hood, some niggas ask you, what the fuck you doing right here, white boy? What you gonna say? I'm leaving, right?
I'm gonna say.
I'm dressed like a fucking astronaut, nigga. You think I'm playing? Yeah, that might actually get funny, get you out. Like, bro, we have gone places and white people looked at us and said, what y'all doing down here, nigga boy? We leaving. Always remember, nigga, you want to save your ass immediately. As fast as you possibly can. Because if I was a smart ass, guess who wouldn't be here right now? Right or wrong.
Well, you'd definitely be one ass whooping into the, you know what I'm saying, in the ass whooping column for sure.
Moving on to somebody else who got a pound and a half of beating in jail. Brandon.
I'm fighting for my life.
Y'all R. Kelly was beaten in jail while no one raised the fingers. His attorneys say, well, nigga, that would happen when you go to jail.
Well, you know what they say, a jail sentence ain't nothing but a number. An ass whooping ain't nothing but a thing. Yeah.
Nigga, why would you want to live by that slogan, nigga? Hey, look. I'm afraid for that nigga. I'm terrified for him because he's not going to make it.
I don't even give a fuck.
Oh, hell no, not really, but like, damn, nigga.
Hey, you, Brandon.
Yeah.
When the prisoners come to R. Kelly, when the prisoners show up to R. Kelly room for Halloween.
I hear you looking for Candyman, bitch.
Oh, hell I ain't. This is jail. There's no candy here. Unless you're in the eye. So moving on, somebody who got in the eye, ain't he good, though, won't he will. That's totally made up. This is what God giveth, and God shall take it away. Some people come up, and some people come down. And this is what we let people who... Some people need to take an L in life, and some people need to win. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about the one who took an L first, an influencer. How do you even say Dimitri? How do you say this guy's name? The one who died of COVID-19 after previously saying it didn't exist.
Oh, shit. Fucking, that guy's name is pronounced.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
It don't matter. He was an influencer. He was on Instagram or something. He said COVID-19 didn't exist. He caught it, and he wrote a long message before he died. I was the first one to say COVID-19 didn't exist, but it does. I'm in fear of my life. That really, nigga. Did you not learn from Herman Cain? Did you not learn from the other 200,000 people who passed away?
You didn't learn from the mixtape on the street of all the rap songs about COVID-19?
Coronavirus! It's getting real.
Hey, when he got to prison. No, he got to heaven. What they said?
Guess what, bitch? Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Shit is real! Oh, damn, shit is getting real! Shit is real! Coronavirus!
All right, moving on.
Hey, bro, yes. I asked a question right quick. Like, dude, what you think the last thing on nigga mind when he know Corona about to kill him? Like, can I get a genie lamp? Anything. These niggas be well wishing like a motherfucker. Let me write no letters, nigga.
Don't be trying
keep
to say
that same energy. Corona ain't shit.
Corona tells him,
I hear you looking for Candyman, bitch.
Oh, yeah, he picking niggas up, boy. Flying out of windows.
Fuck the sand, man. Corona man got 2020 on lock. So moving on to a Kentucky postal worker. He was fired for dumping 100 absentee ballots.
Bro, that's a federal offense, my nigga. You finna go to jail. My ideology, my nigga. Yep. You going to prison, nigga.
For some Kentucky fraud, voter fraud. Yeah.
Yeah, you going with R. Kelly, because what, Brandon?
Y'all killing me with this.
Bro, they tell me I get a nigga like 15 years. Are you insane?
Oh, dude, at least when you're fucking with the mail like that, especially during an election, you know what I mean? Like, if you're just throwing out the junk mail, be my guest. You're doing me a favor. But when you're calling 500 fucking votes, man, what are you doing, fool? Yeah.
Bro, Dusty, could you explain this on your whiteness?
Explain this? Hell no. There is not a politician on this earth I would go to jail for. I don't even care. You could take away my presidential vote, like with threat of prison, and I wouldn't even vote. Be like,
this
what?
Nigga adamant enough.
Good luck,
to
everybody.
Votes. Nah.
This is nuts. It's nuts. I can't believe people that would go that far. What else is this dude willing to do? You know.
And you know,
you don't know whose side he's on. He could be a guy who Biden. He just hate rich people. Fuck these rich white people. It could be a guy who love Trump. I'm gonna teach these people a lesson. Trump America, baby. You get 15 years. Can I talk to Trump?
No, my nigga. We ran out of pardon. I gave that to some other black folks.
He better vote for whoever's going on prison reform.
He a felon now, nigga. He can't vote no more. He fucked the whole chance.
You're right.
Dude, this guy, I guarantee you, he didn't do it for political reasons. He was just lazy and been dumping that mail for a long time. Yeah.
Not that mail, nigga. You, the other mail, they might write you up for, nigga. But this mail here, you going to prison, my nigga. You should have safeguarded that.
Oh, I know. I'm just telling you, man, this guy's made a habit of doing this, and he finally got caught, and he just didn't even think. Yeah, I bet he didn't even think about it.
This nigga probably called home and said, baby, I don't think I'm coming home again. What you do?
That sucks. That guy fat. That sucks for him even worse thing, because he's not even a martyr.
No, you a convicted felon.
You didn't even care.
Colonel Slanders.
Oh, so this is the greatest story for me this week. So a Democratic operative named Brittany Cooper, she said if black men don't vote for Biden and Kamala, or Kamala, however you want to say it, she is going on a sex strike against men. And the dude wrote on there, who ready to cross the picket line? This lady was not attractive to me. And I'm like, you cutting yourself off from sex is a good thing, because I wouldn't know a thing. Fuck. I don't be fucking up nobody's bed up with all that bullshit. Bruh, I looked at her like that you cutting off sex. You
going on a sex strike? Oh, yeah. Really?
You sure you ain't been on one before you started this shit? Hey,
that's Brandon. What I was going to say.
Right, Brandon. Yeah. When I show up at her house for Halloween and she come out naked.
I hear you looking for Candyman, bitch.
Who's doing what in this scenario?
Man, that nigga said who ran it across the picket line? Everybody. I see him like, you going on a sex strike? Well, we thank you.
shouldn't even be allowed to say the word sex. That's just terrible.
Moving on, or you don't fuck up your money, right? Woo, these are the stories we talk about, celebrities and people who had great money and fucked it up. Done things in the world and fucked it up something. So moving on, you know, then nobody liked that quote. I just said he was just, you know, he was trying to do some home improvements on her neck. So the home improvement star, Zachary Ty Bryan, he was arrested for allegedly strangling his girlfriend, which is fucked up. But when you strangle somebody, it's normally for a hardcore reason. For you to strangle a motherfucker, you going beyond the black hole. Like, you out, because you like, I'm finna go to jail. Strangling a motherfucker, that is something that takes a lot of power, a lot of force. And like Jermaine say, you get to see their eyes roll in the back of their head. I don't know. You know he done fucked up his money, boy, because the lawyer's gonna clean him the fuck out.
Which nigga was this?
It's Brad.
Yeah, the oldest
Brad
brother.
Is the kind of oldest one.
Tim Allen was quoted as saying...
How did you get that?
I forgot all about that one to get that sound, but you know he will come after. Yeah, he showed he got canceled after nine seasons. He need that money.
Hey, send me a picture, Dusty.
Zachary Ty Bryan. Moving on to somebody who fucked up big money.
This is America. I want to see his jail photo. Nigga, you going to jail. Nigga, you strangling people? Like, oh, what? Yeah, yeah, here go the strangler, y'all.
Well, he's really bad in the photo, too.
She was probably fucking heckling about how he didn't get another acting gig one too many times, and, you know.
I mean, yeah, but you know not to say no shit to a nigga like that. You know he on everything, every drug he can find now. Like, what? Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So moving on, somebody who did some alleged crimes against America, bro, I got to tell you something, bro. I don't understand Americans. I don't understand the government. I don't understand the IRS. Because y'all niggas sure will be knocking a little man off by the knees. They always knocking a man off by the knees. But these rich people, boy, like Brandon said, they don't pay taxes. We know this shit. So a Texas billionaire, Brockman, sorry about that. He was charged with the biggest tax evasion case in U.S. history. Bro, the feds said they lost $2 billion in the tax evasion shit that he did. Y'all just not catching up with him? He's a billionaire. How much time do you going to give a billionaire? He can buy the state and then leave.
He don't have to pay them niggas, bro, at all.
I just buy the prison. I'm the new warden of this prison, boy. Let me out. You've been pardoned. You cheated the government out of $2 billion. Like Jermaine said, they do this shit every day. Y'all just now trying to get that money back?
Yeah, for $2 billion, that had to have been going on for a while, you know. But them's the breaks when you're fucking rich.
You want a couple hundos, though. You want my money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fucking, yeah, best believe they're coming for that $75 you owe them. Yeah. Don't be late.
$2 billion. You have a nigga through litigations for years. Let's go get Brandon. Well,
bruh, name a billionaire who in prison. It ain't in China.
Well, that really limits my list. Yeah.
I almost spit this shit out of my mouth. God damn, that was good. God damn. The only place you can be rich, nigga, you still get fucked up. Oh, him.
He looked like he had choked some guy.
He's smiling his mugshot creep.
Well, that's the satisfaction of a man who just got to choke his bitch out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Man. God damn, boy.
Trump America, boy. Moving on to mind your business. Every day I wake up in the morning.
And not enough to eat.
Every morning we wake up, we want to mind our business. This is going to be stories that we should have minded our business about reading. Or just mind our business and period. So moving on. Mayor Lightfoot is not having this shit. She's sick of y'all. They just gave Chicago is the rattiest city in America for the sixth year in a row. It's like, bro, who does that? Do you count each rat? Or you just say, God, I think Washington, D.C. got some big ass fucking rat, if you let me say so. The motherfucker by the White House, the size of small children. And the squirrels, like, what are you feeding these niggas over here? Steroids? What are they, like, robot droid watching the White House?
Probably, yes.
Motherfucker moving the Statue of Liberty Lincoln that every night and go back and sleep up under there. Like, what?
So Chicago has been known as the rattiest city. Mayor Lightfoot had this to say, Brandon.
Living in America.
I'm just putting it out there. Moving on to some good old conspiracy theory, people. This is where we have the greatest conspiracy theory fights all over the world. Not really. We just have it here with us four people because we ain't got nothing else to talk about. So NASA and Nokia are putting a 4G network on the moon. The government want to track everything you motherfuckers do. We going to track it from the moon.
Somebody please tell me how these hunkies got 5G down here, but they're going to put 4G up there. Nigga, what y'all niggas doing?
They put 5G on, 4G on the moon, yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about upgrading to 5G at some point, you know, but...
For what, nigga? Who owns the moon, nigga? Like, how y'all... Who gave y'all niggas the okay?
Well, no, we own the moon, fool. We were there first. The flag's there.
All right. Damn.
Yeah, the flag was blowing in the wind and then freeze over.
I'm going to go Studio 54 right now. Yeah. Hey, Buzz, I see your suit.
We were already hitting golf balls on that motherfucker Like,
I was focused for a second, man.
That is clearly ours.
That's still a conspiracy theory, bro. I got to see some real film of that shit. A nigga can't even stand in one spot. He hit the golf ball.
They can't get 4G to my desk.
A lot of people were saying. They were like, you got to be shitting me. Yeah.
Like, who going to get it to the space station?
How am I supposed to watch the terror?
It don't make no fucking sense.
Like, nigga, you want to be the first nigga with a 4G satellite on the moon? Nigga, what? Bruh, I was always confused at the fact that these niggas film regular niggas on the moon with regular cameras. Space don't disrupt none of this shit. No. Y'all niggas ain't never thought about that.
Well, somebody's probably inside the shuttle filming it. Yeah.
No, they be right behind his back. All right, yeah, nigga. Hit that golf ball. Right
hopping on the moon, nigga. Bill, bring me your metal golf club. Nigga, that shit didn't melt, freeze, turn solid, nothing.
So the government spent millions of dollars to make golf balls to hit on the moon.
Yes. Yeah. We ain't got shit else better to do. Yeah.
We got that free money.
Right, we're $2 billion in taxes. May as well fucking make some moon golf balls, you know.
We 27 trillion in debt. What?
My grandfather, God rest his soul, said till he passed in his 80s, every time he looked up, he'd be like, that golf ball's still up there somewhere. I swear to God.
A lot of questions to be answered, but hey, whatever. Moving on to some old China news. The only reason I think that it could, you know, the government want to have everything. Next thing, they're going to be Tab on the moon. You can drink Tab on the moon. We didn't drink it on Earth.
We get to the moon, that's where Tab was.
Yeah, all the Tab trash is on the moon.
You thought we left. We got 4G.
We got 4G and a Coke missile up here. How you love that play, boy? Moving on, goddammit. It's going to be Brandon's favorite story. So, allegedly, again, a second person is seen wearing a jetpack near LAX. Bro, and then they sent in the FBI finna do an investigation. And the question is, you nigga didn't do one the first time.
Right.
What the fuck are you waiting on?
It was busy. COVID was going on. It was a whole thing, man.
Yeah. Now you're going to do an investigation? What? It wasn't enough that y'all got away with not getting sucked up in the engine and calling it a national tragedy the first time. You had to wait till a second tragedy may have happened, and now you're going to investigate. I figured they'd have had this dude locked up inside of like a half an hour or something.
My hat is off to this rocket man.
Me too, because this nigga just broke all type of aerodynamic records. Y'all nigga worrying about a nigga getting sucked in the plane. I'm worrying about how his fucking flesh ain't burnt off his legs on that rocket pack, nigga.
Sucked in the engine, I'll just wait for Rocket Man Jr. to come out.
Yeah, nigga, what? Nigga, you can withstand all this air and heat, nigga, driving at this velocity.
It's like the Phantom. The Phantom never really dies. He just continually have a son. That's how y'all played y'all story, y'all. What a lucky family. You'd have had one girl would have fucked up everything.
Nigga out of here. He was terrible. That was a terrible movie.
Bro, you asked a question. Motherfucker driving a rocket, right? The government probably like this. Fuck, we don't even have people on the rocket. We need to find this guy. It's like, bro, y'all niggas spend $9 trillion a year on
rocket's tremendous. Defense.
And you got a nigga on a rocket y'all can't catch. You got Wonder Woman style plane that disappeared in the air. You can't find a nigga on a rocket.
He should be easy to spot.
Yet you can tell me that a smoke machine burnt down 12,000 acres. But you can't find the plane not recording shit.
What is this? Yeah. What is this, an Amazon original?
Utterly ridiculous. That's my favorite saying. It doesn't make any sense, bro. You think about it. This nigga has been done. He had done this twice. How hard is it to shoot radar? Yeah, we found it. We found it right there. Fucking predator-like. We'll see. He do it a third time, bro. We really got to catch this guy.
You'll
never hear about it. That motherfucker be a $6 billionaire.
We promise. If he does it a third time, we'll really have a talk with y'all about it.
Damn right we will. Moving on, we're going to do see a Dusty hat. You have a fight today, Dusty?
I got one thing to say about the Rocket Man. Don't I just realize this nigga is going at this fast speed of rate, whatever, motherfucker, and waving his hand at a good rate. Like, what? This nigga been testing this shit out for a long time.
They need to go across one of them jets. Oh, that shit going too fast. Split them in half. Well, we found
them. His wallet didn't get cut up. Bro,
if I was driving the plane, I'd be like, dude, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to hit that motherfucker. We'll find them over the ocean. You hit them with the plane. What the hell happened? It was something on the wing, had to get it off. This ain't the Twilight Zone.
There's a man on the wing of this plane.
And dear, for all the people who, I'm so happy when I get on planes, I never seen anybody open up the emergency vent. You crazy sons of bitches. When you open that up, it's only imminent doom. There's nothing you can do. Yeah. You better hope you pass up.
Somebody up. I seen him on the plane trying to do that. You might get out.
Nah.
Beat up.
I love my final destination. I've seen it too many times for that to happen.
You freaking out. Nigga, you need to calm down before you kill us all. you want to knock yourself out. Go stick your hand in the toilet back there. That'll hold you down for about a few hours. What you got, Dusty?
All right. I only got one fight here. Flipping through my old trusty notebook. All right. So, I don't know. Is there about... I just kind of think like, what's the extreme fighting MMA? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Bellows Barred,
yes, sir.
Is that is
mixed martial arts?
Yeah. I guess what I want to say is MMA is unbridled crap to me, and I just think it's a load of shit. And what the hell is it even? There's no rules. I mean, I don't know. I don't consider it anywhere near boxing personally.
MMA is nothing but the goddamn gladiator. It's the gauntlet. That's all it is for the new age of people. I don't want to see no nigga beating himself up. His knuckles are bloody.
Gross.
What kind of shit is this? I don't even want to see women fighting like them like this. What the hell are y'all looking at?
Bro, this is the This is the real blood sport, the real kumite. Like,
that's what it is. Face against a fence, like a chain.
It's the
link
kumite,
fence.
Nigga.
Damn. And at first, it started out, it was even crazier. They had to outlaw a couple of things. You remember?
Yes.
Remember those early?
They had weapons. Hold on, he brought knives.
Yeah. Fish hooking?
Yeah.
I don't know, but they was just break an arm, whatever. I don't know.
You gotta
I love
think about it. It's the most ingenious thing ever because, like, shit. You just have to wait to be at a good bar sitting there and get his arm, bro. Shit, now you can look at MMA.
Who came up with it? Richard Dawson from Running Man? Shit. Oh, man.
Two-inch and one man out. Pretty soon that we're going to get to it's gonna be like, shit, two boxing match. Two-inch and one man out. And we like, yeah. this is what we at now?
You're going to have to make it more interesting. They're going to get tired of two niggas fighting.
We got to see four-man boxing team.
Yeah, throw a sword in. Who knows? But.
You gotta put the fire on a football team, man. Y'all lose the championship, you die. Yeah. Everybody be sucking. No
one
need
of
to
y'all
to
gets
the playoff. No need to go to the playoffs. Yeah. the lose on the Super Bowl die. That'll change the game up.
People would literally be.
I'm fighting for my life.
They'd be doing more than that. I don't know, man. I'm not a big fan of MMA. Hell, I'm not a fan of any of that shit, really. You know, when you young, you think like movie like kickboxing and blood sport is good. That shit is dangerous. That shit is not for children either. And it don't end like Jean-Claude Van Damme. If a nigga gets some dust thrown in his eyes, it is a wrap. There's no goddamn coming out of this strong.
And they're gonna sell his kidneys. You know, God knows what happens at the end. Brandon, you trying to fight me on this? You like it or
no? I'm more of the sweet science myself. Yeah.
Okay,
that's hilarious.
Sorry, that wasn't much of a fight, Mar.
It's fine. I don't really give a damn, man. I just don't like to see people bloody knuckling up in a movie. It's fine, but in person, shit,
you can't see
your kids for 6 weeks. You look like Frankenstein.
No, I love seeing a motherfucker get knocked out. You know what I mean?
But what about breaking an arm though? Do you like seeing that? I can't stand that shit.
Mm.
Like a bone popping out of somebody's leg or something. Ugh.
Oh, that shit, that make my flesh crawl every time.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't really bother me. I just go, ooh, man, thank God that ain't me. Yeah. All right, drag his ass off the mat. Let's get another one in there. Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, when you see a man lose his leg on a goddamn MMA fight, I want to say.
Hold on a second.
I'm going to say I feel good.
The insurance company says, apologies to this man.
Then the doctor says,
moving on to white folk, black folk character.
Sorry. Start over.
Moving on to white folk, black folk character news. This is the walk of shame for me and Jermaine once again.
Yeah.
Once Jermaine come back. So we're going to try to think what story we start off to Jermaine come back. All right, now we'll start off on this. So the feds arrest a rapper. He bragged about getting rich from filing EDD claims in a music video. And I had to look up EDD. I don't think we use EDD down here, but it's like an unemployment scheme. You know, unemployment check situation.
Right.
This motherfucker was caught with 8 debit cards with different people names in them. He got $1.2 million. What? Dear black people, if you get $1.2 million that you scam from the government, you ain't got to rap no more. You fine. You just live your life and keep it going.
His album was called Get Rich or Die Falling.
<Mm-mm. It was
laughs> I like
not.
What you did. That's kind of goddamn clever. But you asked the question like, nigga, are you insane? And like, you have to realize now that the government is watching everything. Anytime a rapper got a bunch of money, you got Uncle Sam sitting there. Yeah, we didn't get any of that.
Dude, they didn't get $2 billion off a guy in taxes for God knows how long. You know what I'm saying? How much of this fraud have we been reporting on? Billions of dollars. You think that $1.2 million, he's probably like, psh, it's a drop in the bucket. And it probably was. It'd probably taken him years to catch back up with him if he hadn't been fucking flossing. You know?
Yeah, you think Chameleonaire filed? He had like $800,000.
I don't understand.
They're like, we got to investigate this.
Black people, let me tell you something.
I'm gonna give some information to black people, young black people, young black people. If you young and you driving a nice car, you got no shirt on, you smoking the blunt, and you got dreads, or you got your hat goddamn cocked sideways, don't look crazy when the police pull you over. Because, nigga, you are a prime example for a person who needs to get pulled. Bro, I seen a motherfucker get pulled. He's like, why y'all pulling me over? I'm like, bro, you ain't even got no shoes on. You driving like a maniac with no fucking shirt on in your car with a blunt in your mouth. That's easy target for the police, is it not?
Yes.
And you be like, bro, why are you pulling me over?
Profiling.
Keep your head straight. When I drive, I keep my head straight. Don't even look at the police. You ever see black people getting next to the police and they be standing there sweating and shit? What the fuck you doing?
And have you seen that thing now where the police cars, the blue light stays on all the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Creepy.
It's good, motherfucker. You got good glasses on, don't you? You can see it from a far distance.
They're okay.
Slow down, nigga. Black people stop.
No, you're right. I didn't know. I had not seen it. And I was like, am I getting pulled over? You know, like, can I go left? I didn't know what to do. You know, I was just.
You did a blank out. I just started crying and shit. Man, I was going to kill myself today. I'm surprised you stopped. Will you, son? Can I save you? Hell yeah.
Put on my mask, you know.
Can we go in your trunk? No, I'm going now.
You don't want to.
Let's talk about what I was talking about. That was to throw you off. Nah, nigga, that didn't work. Yeah. Open your glove compartment.
You
what a weed.
Seven katanas in the trunk.
So moving on. That we were just talking about the young guy who got the rapper. It's bro, he was like 18 or 19. How in the fuck does he get $1.2 million in fraud?
Easy, nigga. You know these niggas don't know how to stop. I fraud you good. I wouldn't take nothing but $100,000 from him. And I hit you next year, nigga. I'm good. I'm gonna have my house paid for. I'm a smart nigga. Them niggas there, they gonna fraud till they see 20G. They gotta go buy 12 gold chain by tomorrow.
He shot a rap video with the money. It was a nice, dope-ass video, but still.
He mocking. He still got to pay that back.
YouTube page.
He should have called himself 1040 EZE.
I see what you did there.
That was kind of sweet. Moving on. So this is a quick question. How far would you guys go not to pay taxes?
Dude.
I always pay my taxes immediately.
Right, yeah. Me too. Tax is so
white. Allegedly. Go ahead, Brandon.
I was like, hashtag tax is so white.
Yeah. You don't fuck that nigga. Let him get hit a little bit before he come back for it. Like, he be letting the shit build up. What do you mean? Oh, you $20,000. You know how to make $20,000 a year. We're garnishing your wages.
If they can bust Al Capone on it, they'll bust my dumb ass. I'd rather just pay him, you know? Like,
no doubt.
Get them out your hair. So this plane, goddamn, I can't even talk right now. This passenger on the plane, he got caught smuggling gold nuggets in his rectum to avoid taxes. You already know what kind of man he was. He was an Indian customs officer. Say they found about 2 pounds of bullion shoved in this man's rectum. They noticed he was walking funny when he went to Dubai Airport. Bro, they said that shit worth it. They said it's more than 3 pounds in your ass. Like, nigga, of course you walking funny. You ain't gonna shit right for the rest of the year. You trying to hide some bullion in your ass? It don't make any sense. Like, bro, how hard up are you?
Well, he's got 3 pounds of gold, so not very, you know.
Damn, nigga, out for the wheelchair, nigga. You wanted to walk,
nigga. Yeah.
Like, what? Who was the person who helped you shove that in there? I would be mortified. Like, what are you doing, nigga?
You got to be mortified to the motherfucker who pulled 3 pounds of gold out of another nigga ass. You got to go home and tell his wife this story. Like,
he's like Dirty Jobs. He's already come to grips with this job.
You know, he had 3 pounds, nigga. What 3 pounds is hanging from your ass? I would ask the question, how did you get it in there? You don't even got on jeans. Yeah. You got on goddamn like some silk sucker and some sandals.
I would have told that nigga, boy.
You sliding on the floor.
Hey, Brandon. Hey, Dustin, Jamal. I would have told that nigga, I said, look, bro, I left one in there, brother. You went hard for this shit. You look care, homeboy. Yeah, the rest of you motherfuckers going to heaven, and nigga, with that one nugget in there, that shit turned sideways. It's going to stay in there for a good little bit, but you Gucci.
How do you think that's a good idea?
How you made 3 pounds of space?
It could have been blackmailed into it, you know. A lot of times people will like kidnap a kid and be like, you gotta take this on the plane or else, you know.
How do you, bro, you know how much gaping is involved in that? That's terrible.
Yeah, I was thinking. Hey,
Brandon. Yeah, man, I can show you how not pay your taxes when you get that gold.
Oh, that's right. He said he was avoiding taxation.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't want to pay the taxes on the gold.
I'd say he paid some taxes.
Yeah, if it's paying taxes or creaming 3 pounds of gold, my asshole, dude, just pay the taxes, man. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like, pretty taxing to me.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, literally and figuratively. Fucking,
what
bruh.
Kind of underwear you got on to hold that gold bullion?
Yeah, them goddamn BVDs are fucking holding strong. Yeah. Got a goddamn thong so he can press it right up against his asshole and keep the fucking tension there. Jesus. Jock straps.
I'm just confused that this nigga decided to walk. Nigga, you have made your job completely hard. Nigga, you know how long it take to get up a plane ramp, nigga? And you got to do ride with this shit. Walk through. You had to. When'd you have the time to put this shit in your ass? That's what I want to know.
He probably was sitting on the plane for 2 hours. You got to go to the restroom? I'm okay.
That nigga's spine probably shaking like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's doing a bunch of Kegel exercises beforehand and shit.
Oh, damn. Yeah, he probably would have lost one of them at walking through the TSA.
Now, TSA, nigga Bendo, we see. What happened to my gold bullion? What gold bullion?
That shit we got out your ass.
TSA, baby. It's TSA, baby. Trump America. You try to sneak it in, well, that means we can take it. He be like, nigga, they still, what all that dope we found? Mm-hmm. Disappear. Moving on. Oh, big shout out to this Delta Airline pilot. I mean, passenger. She claims she woke up with a pastor urinating on her. Man. This person, I mean. So this person from Delta, she claims she woke up to a pastor urinating on her. And all I had to say was the smell of ammonia should have woke you up.
Bruh. That air marshal is going to reveal himself because fists are about to be flying at this location for sure. Somebody's going to have to subdue me because, I guess he was like on Ambien or something and just woke up and started peeing on this lady. He said he was on some kind of medication that made him fucking wonky. And I guess he didn't like know he was pissing on this lady, but man, especially if I'm asleep and wake, you know, well, like, at any time, but if I'm dead asleep and then you start pissing on me, man, I'm gonna come up out of there like
that shit sound like a scam. You gotta check up Facebook and see if they friends.
Bro, I don't get it. Hey, that was me. They've been restraining me. What you do, man? What nigga even be waking up peeing on me at night, nigga? I didn't ask for this. I don't care what you on. It's going to be on an ass whooping and another ass whooping when we get out the plane. You get two of them.
Oh, dude, I'd have hit that goddamn bag and it fell out of the roof. I'd have started choking him with it, you know?
And you know somebody was sitting there watching that motherfucker like, don't pee on her. Stop! It's why they still they see. Stop! I'd have been like this. I might have hit the motherfucker behind me. You seen this nigga peeing on me? Fuck wrong with you?
But would you have stopped it, though? Cause I've been like,
hey, look, bro, don't start. Hey, look, don't do nothing crazy over here. Take that shit first class. Well,
that shit delayed the plane.
Well, I'm just saying, if you were sitting like four rows back and you're just like,
I would have got up, bro.
Look at
like,
this
look,
motherfucker,
man, take that shit
right
first
here.
Class.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What? Surely. Is he pulling his dick out? Oh my God, he's peeing on this bitch.
I was told that motherfucker, you just won a lottery, boy. You finna get 52,000 knuckles, boy. And this shit don't goddamn be a life changer.
No. I'd have had my phone out and yelled World Star. Yeah.
World Star.
You made some money out of the video. But that sounds like some scam shit. Go ahead, Dusty.
I'd beat his head against the armrest till the ashtray opened back up.
Nigga, are you peeing on me?
Dude, I would have went ham.
Bro, to beat that motherfucker so bad, the Ambien when it came out his body. Nigga, what kind of pills you on? I need to see these myself. Good, just like, bro, never mind. Moving on. Big shout out to that lady, though, you know she gonna sue the shit out Delta, and they ain't got time for this right now. They ain't got that much money in the bag like they used to. This Jermaine, he gonna love to talk about this one. So let's talk about the black man in Trump gear. He get booted from a Southwest flight because he took his mask off to eat. He was quoted saying, "I was trying to make America great again." And they said, "Get your black ass off the plane." No, just joking. He didn't say that at all.
Dude.
They mentioned it.
They harassed this guy because he was trying to eat with his mask off. How the fuck else are you supposed to eat except with the mask off?
You need to figure it out.
You have to figure something out. It's Southwest, so you're not going that far. That nigga took his whole mask down to eat crackers. You can throw them in top of your mask and just eat them.
Where did he get the crackers at? Did he bring them or did they serve them?
They serve you snacks.
Okay.
One soda.
Okay. So
one
I just
set of crackers.
So I just want to make sure, because if he'd have brought the crackers on himself and they were his crackers and he was eating them, that's one thing. I could see that. But if they serve you crackers to eat and then get pissed at you for taking your mask off to eat said crackers and drink, how are you going to drink? What, are you going to drink through the mask? Do I got to filter it through?
You know what, Brandon? I'm going to be with Brandon. I don't give a fuck what he's wearing. That shit rude as hell. But you know what, though? When you get on the airplane, nigga kick you out because you take your whole mask out to eat some crackers. Where you going to be living there?
Living in America.
I'm just saying, since, like, are these for me to eat and drink once we land? It's a two-hour flight. My drink's going to be cold, right hot now. By the time we fuck. Why even serve it if you can't
consume it? For us being middle-class people, bro. For us being middle class people, Dusty don't fly. He don't fly Southwest. We know this. He hasn't said anything. Southwest? Oh, y'all get crackers? Oh, I drive first class. I get caviar on mine. But bro, I've been on Southwest flight. They let you take your mask out when you eating. He had to be doing something else, bro. He had to be.
I don't know. Well, there was some state that said like you had to pick, like if you went out to a restaurant to eat. You could take one side of your mask off, put the food in your mouth, put the mask back on to chew it and eat it. And then you had to do that for every bite. I was like,
I think it's like Michigan or something. It was some up north state. Wow. Yeah, they just pack my shit up to go. I'm going to eat outside
right
in front of the front door.
I'd have told them.
Y'all killing me with this.
You know why they fucking with him, though. He had that Trump hat on, bro. They just like that. Get that nigga out the plane. And he was sitting there looking at Trump America. Get your black ass out the plane, boy. Don't you even look our way. And you know people on the plane like, get up, throw him off.
I was just throw eating my off. Crackers. Yeah.
You know what's funny? White people don't never look up for you when they see black people in Trump. And Trump saying they like this. He gonna fuck up the flight. Get him off, please. Well, you got your Make America Great t-shirt on up under your button down. He's not a real believer. This is for you white people. It's all for you white people. Woman calls off wedding with ghost after he keeps disappearing. This and then I asked you a question, story. Bro. Y'all niggas losing y'all mind. Excuse my language. But every day, that apple just slipping from the... It's just coming apart, man. That picnic basket half full. I don't know. You got to explain to me why we even still talking about her.
Cracker time. There's something wrong with them.
Everybody loves a nutcase. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. As soon as I read the headline, I was like, of course this bitch is white. And of course she was, you know.
You don't remember the story we broke in when she said she was getting married to a ghost?
Yeah.
And people showed up to her wedding. And I'm like, there's no way in hell. If I'm your friend and Brandon say, I'm marrying my girl. Megan the ghost, I'd be like, man, this nigga crazy. We gotta quit fucking with him.
We need to drop this nigga a little medication or something. Yeah,
no doubt.
He's slipping, bro. He on it, but they landing in the bed together. He in there by himself. Shit getting weird, bro. We can't do the podcast with you no more.
Damn, I get kicked out that quick, huh? Just for having a ghost girlfriend. Damn,
if
right.
You sleeping with ghost girlfriend, man, you gonna be sleeping with somebody else girlfriend on the low. Gotta watch niggas like you. You may stab me in my sleep at a retreat. I can't fuck with you.
Why you looking at my girl? Man, nigga, I'm looking at the whole room, nigga. You've been looking at my girl all day, man. Get away from me, nigga.
Can't trust you, bro. Can't trust you. You need some medicine. I'm sorry.
Why are you getting all grudge on me?
The nigga turned to Bates Motel, come out the closet with the makeup on. See, this is why we can't fuck with you no more, bro.
So this is Megan.
You're Megan now? Yeah, we can't fuck with you, bro. You insane. We're going to leave you at the retreat. We're going to pack our shit up in the morning time, give you an Ambien, let you sleep about 12 hours, leave your ass there.
Ambien might as well sponsor this episode.
On Facebook and everything. Why is this news? How low is your job to write the story about the girl who's dating the ghost who keep disappearing?
I don't know. Yeah, when you get this story, you just got to be like, God damn, are you serious? I got to write fucking 120 words about this thing. Jesus. Yeah.
I'm going to interview this bitch, and she live in a D.C., and she live in a Mississippi trailer park.
Yeah, didn't you just do like you did in high school? This bitch is very, 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 very stupid.
No, y'all just stay away from
that. She wasn't a bad-looking chick. She just insane.
Yeah. And this was overseas.
She wasn't them bitches that show up at the party and nobody invited her. She came by herself. Like, you came alone? Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, this chick was in Ireland, I think.
I knew it. I had a feeling. I just had a feeling.
Brandon, did you get touched by this?
Yeah.
I knew it because I was thinking about that old episode of Star Trek Next Generation where Dr. Crusher fell in love with a Scottish ghost. Or it was an Irish ghost. And when he started telling that story, I was like, is it Irish?
Please. You know what's funny? Maybe she dated an invisible man. We got niggas flying with planes now and day. She probably dating an invisible man who cheating on his wife. He using the cloak of invisibility to cheat on his wife. Why you keep disappearing from me? I told you gonna get married, baby.
That bitch ain't gonna have no invisible baby, so she better be careful.
Don't transparency shame.
Shit, funny, she get pregnant. I'm pregnant by my invisible husband. That looked like Jimmy from up the street.
He been trying to cloak and dagger us for 12 years.
That nigga found a mystical jacket in the woods.
Bury my bones.
And we wonder how he got that new Cadillac. He been to the bank stealing money and everything. Yeah,
I had an immaculate conception. Really, that looks like Joe. Joe's God.
It's like a full goddamn baby to me.
It turns out your ghost husband has a whole other family.
He didn't use a condom. Yeah,
it's ghost sex, baby. It's all Gucci.
The ghost get you chlamydia. That don't sound like a ghost I know.
It sound like a nigga down the block.
Please, people, quit getting up the ghosts in the streets. They quit, I don't know, whatever. Moving on. I love y'all white people, man. Y'all just figure anything out. So a Florida man, he's in Florida. This motherfucker took a mop bucket. The Toxic Crusaders gonna be mad. Took a mop bucket, the umbrella, and a goddamn leaf blower. And he been driving home and back and forth to work with the leaf blower and the wheelbarrow. And he
appeared to be going approximately 45 miles an hour, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, on sidewalk with no traffic in the rural area.
He was going down one smooth sidewalk in Atlanta. You fucked up, boy, because every sidewalk fucked up. I want to see a handicap man fall on the ground, bro. That shit the most mortifying shit up. You got to get these sidewalks fixed. That motherfucker tried to go up that shit and then flipped over. Oh, he's in trouble. And I just put my head down and kept driving. Thank God for those people who helped him out.
It looked like he was on an off-ramp to me.
Yeah. But he literally just flying down the street.
It was amazing.
His job probably like, nigga, you ruining out the mop bucket. You wearing the wheels down.
Genius. He's the next Elon Musk.
And you know we're going to be stupid. White people going to start doing it all day long. Look what I found out I can do. I can drive to work with a mop bucket and an umbrella and a high-powered blower.
Elon Myth.
Motherfucker will start going to the store. Fill me up. Nigga, what do you want? Yeah. You want to put gasoline in here? Yeah, we going to burn some shit later. Just pour it in the bottom of the bucket. Y'all white people are insane. I'm sorry, man. Oh,
so that's pretty much insanely genius.
He is a genius, but I ain't going down the street in Atlanta. I ain't going down any street. That's like riding your bike on the street with regular people. It's insane. Sidewalks are meant for people and bikes. There you have it. We'll get ready to wrap it up. And I always remember people. Quick question for you, man. I thought about this before we get ready to wrap it up. Say if you lose your arm, I was looking at that old episode of The Walking Dead when Herschel lost his leg and he like, right. Yeah, I can still feel my toes. I'm shaking them now, whatever, moving them around now. I want to see your dog get confused when you always had a hand right there and then you lose said hand and that dog be like this. What happened?
Phantom hand.
Do your dog see the phantom hand too? Before he realized, like, damn, it's gone.
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think a dog will forget probably in 2 seconds that you ever had a hand. Next thing you know.
You need to go to the other one that's right there.
I'm curious. I got to admit, you piqued my curiosity.
I wanted to do a dog realize, like, he's looking for your phantom hand because he always remember you having two hands or, like, with two legs.
I'm going to research this.
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. You've blown my mind.
I tried to, at least, I was under the weather when I thought of that one.
You had a fever.
Yeah, dying. And I was like, damn, I wonder, because my dog kept going for my hand. I said, if I lose this bitch, I wonder what he still go for. Or will they go for the nub and be realizing ain't a hand now? Something different about you today. Yeah, goddammit. I'm missing my appendix.
Yeah, these ear rubbings are kind of slack. What the fuck is... Yeah.
I don't know, just putting it out there, man. So we're going to get a wrap the show up. I always remember people. Kim Copeland said Jesus Christ wanted him to be the first billionaire preacher. Putting it out there. What kind of world are we living in? You get that man become a billionaire, America deserve what they get.
Dude, yeah, like... a billion, there should never be a thing as a billionaire preacher. Shouldn't you be giving all that money fucking back to the people? Isn't that what like Jesus taught? Start
taxing their asses so we can probably get taxed a little less.
They don't pay no taxes as a church. That's how you got $1 billion.
No, they don't. I said they should start taxing their asses.
Oh man, yeah, they should do something. That motherfucker's about to be a billionaire. Get the fuck out of here, yeah.
This nigga gonna be in our free money too, nigga.
Yeah,
free money.
When Scientology's got enough fucking money to harass people for life, it's too much.
The Tokyo Black Church is coming out soon. I'm just joking. We're gonna erase that out of the show. Get ready to wrap this on up. We appreciate you guys for coming off of episode 107. I don't really say much anymore. I let Brandon say it all because he got the good old notepad. Glad to have Dusty back. Glad to have Jermaine back.
Yes.
We going to pray for Lisa. She going to show up one day. And Christy should be here next week, possible. Appreciate you guys for every single thing. I hope this was a great episode. I know it was a little long. Was this better, Brandon? Was this a better episode than last week?
No, it's about the same.
Because I was fucking slush last week. But when I tell you, boy, I should have never drunk that goddamn that Japanese whiskey. When you start saying living in America in your head, yeah, you fucked up. Living in America. You take another sip and just living in America. Always remember, baby, when you live in America, you get whatever you want.
Anything you want.
And whenever you come to my house for Halloween, the only thing I want to hear is what, Brandon?
I hear you looking for candy, man, bitch.
I love that sound. We're going to use that for Halloween all year round. So I'm going to give it to Jermaine.
I want to tell everybody, I appreciate y'all for coming out. Don't forget to go to TokyoBlackWorld.com. Shop away. We always look for fancy, dancy, hot models to join the crew. Follow us on Instagram at Tokyo Black, the Facebook, Tokyo Black, Tokyo Black Hour. Listen to us. Pray for us. We do some hilarious shit. We got a lot of shit coming up, too. And don't forget, Christian will be back. He's in Dubai doing some other shit. He's taking over Dusty's job.
Yeah, I saw him on my way out.
The other 1%er.
Yeah, you know, the way 1%er. Yeah. Christian, like a 29%er, but he got a free ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pass it on to Dusty.
Hey, everybody, it's Dusty. Check me out at Dusty Certifiable. Like how every show I forget my shit immediately. Check me out at Dusty Certifiable on the gram. I'm pretty sure that's the place you can find me. Go to YouTube and type in every Saturday morning and watch me and Adam Fair pick apart Saturday morning lineups from now to the beginning of time. And also, you know, I like to always give a shout out to Panda Girls, who, you know, is some amazing new Panda Girls these days. And you can check them out at TokyoBlackWorld.com. Brandon?
What's up? It's boy B-Rock, White Liaison. Don't forget, you can call in to 470-387-1942 and leave a voicemail. Please leave a voicemail. Somebody leave a voicemail. Yeah, we ain't asking for much. Just say hey. Yeah, we'll play it. We'll play it on the air. Check us out on Facebook at Tokyo Black Hour. Check us out on YouTube channel under Tokyo Black Hour as well. Follow us on Twitter at Tokyo Black Pod. Get your apparel at TokyoBlackWorld.com. I mean, you can catch us on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, any place where podcasts are played, you can find us. Don't forget to check out Jack's podcast, That Pointless Podcast. You know, find it on the web. And the Common Ride With Me podcast. Big shout out to our overseas listeners. The UK really pulling ahead here, man. You know, with Russia coming in second, Canada and New Zealand and Australia rounding out the top five there. I don't know what happened to our Panama buddy. They just
that whole bit.
They'll be back.
Yeah. That bit did on the history of the canal really threw a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know. They were a solid listener for a minute. They were really slugging it out with the UK, and all of a sudden they just fell off. I hope nothing bad happened to them. Yeah,
The government realized the show wasn't that important. Take our one man off there.
Yeah, right in. If you're the Panama listener and you come back, let us know you're okay. Yeah,
please.
UK listeners, right in.
Somebody right in.
Tokyo Black
Christian Pod. Gonna sacrifice a lamb next week. Right. No, he won't.
Tokyo Black Hour Podcast at gmail.com. Right in. Let us know. Let us know what's up. What do you like about the show? Yeah. Want to hear us talk about something from the UK? Send us a story. We'll look into it.
Always.
We would love to talk about the UK.
Yeah. Yeah. Write in. Please write in. And
before I go, I want to leave you one message. Sorry, Brandon.
I was about to say, don't forget to check out Christian's books, 10 Lives, 7 Lives, on sale now. Also, Endless Ink Publishing, Earth's Final Chapter. Check him on that, too.
Look at that. Damn, Pat. Love it, man. Great, man. Remember one thing, people. When you crowd surfing at a Trump rally with people with no mask on, what did Rona tell you, Brandon? I'm dressed like a fucking astronaut, nigga. You think I'm playing? I would have took I'm looking for Kendall, man. Yeah.
I'm fighting for my life.
I wish, man.
They're going to be at the 29 days later.
Chris Christie did it. You can survive too. So your black hour is out.